Welcome to Not Takes, everyone. My name is Matt.
My name is Mary.
And on this show, we find hot takes on the internet about a specific topic, usually things that we love or care about or know a lot about, but not always. And we don't know each other's hot takes that we found. And then at the end, we'll each have our own personal, genuine hot takes about these topics. Today's topic is, Mary, want to introduce it?
Pokemon,
something that we don't know that much about, given how much there is. But we both have a special fondness for Pokemon. We grew up in, we were the target audience at the very beginning, like being 7-8 years old when the first gen came out. So we definitely experienced that. So I feel like we know about Pokemon in the way that we knew everything there was to know at that time when there was just one game.
Yeah.
And then the second one. And then after that, I kind of fell off. We usually introduce how we have our relationship with the topic, but I just kind of dove into it because we don't have a big one.
And I really liked the Detective Pikachu movie.
Yes.
Loved that movie.
So there is stuff we love, but we are pretty casual Pokemon fans at like the most casual.
We are Poke noobs.
It's almost presumptuous to call ourselves fans.
For real.
We also don't want it to seem like we don't like it.
Yeah. Yes, we do. we like the Pokemon from a certain perspective, I guess. From the children in the late 90s perspective, for sure.
Yeah, and it's just fun. Like we don't necessarily engage with the games all that much anymore, but I mean, I still love the art style and the concept and all the things and the memories that go along with it and stuff. But we thought it would be fun to discuss this just as casual fans, because that's something we talk about a little bit on here, is just being liking things and being allowed to like things in different ways and trying to improve our own sort of fandom pet peeves and not caring so much about stuff like that.
For sure. I feel like this was gonna be my hot take, but it's not even that hot. Just, I think if you just like, if all you like about Pokemon is that they're cute and you just like them, I think that's enough. I don't think you have to, I mean, I think that's enough for anything.
Yeah, like, well, especially for Pokemon, because I don't want to disrespect like the fact that there is lore, there's all these different ways of being fans and people are into the games, but Pokemon is not necessarily as deep or serious as even Lord of the Rings or something else. Like, it's okay. It's fun that it's simple. Although lots of interesting thought experiments to be had about what that world would really be like. Because in a way, if it was real, it would be serious because it's insane. But I digress. Also, it's sort of a franchise built around puns, which that's always fun.
Yeah, who doesn't love that?
Which I discovered only semi-recently, or came to fully appreciate at least, that all the Pokemon names are different in most regions of the world. They're all like different, like, which makes sense, obviously, because the names we know are not like Japanese words or anything. But the first generation, there's a YouTube channel called Did You Know Gaming that is just fun, kind of just short, just, here's a bunch of trivia about stuff you like or don't, whatever. Anyway, one dude came up with the localizations, meaning the English character names, Pokemon names, for the whole first generation. Like, he came up, as far as I know, there might have been some, a couple like exceptions, but he came up with all like the pun names. And what's Mary's phone just a noise. But yeah, which is crazy. So that's my second or third digress. This is one kind of ironic that we were just talking about just be it casual fandom and liking things. This is kind of a critique, right off the bat, I guess, this hot take. I guess I'm saying I sort of agree with it, but I found it interesting because it's something I've thought about, where this person's hot take was that, how did they phrase it? Because I wrote a little note, but basically that Pokemon is just rock, paper, scissors plus like some extra colors or whatever, and that it's like not that complicated or whatever, or not that they didn't say it like that it's not complicated, but yeah, that's what I it's something I've thought about when I, and speaking to the casual fandom thing where it's like I don't play the games, but if something interesting about Pokemon like pops up, I'll watch it or read it real quick, like I'm still intrigued. And and when I see people who do still play the games, or like who are fans of the game specifically, they have all these things that they think it should be like, and a lot of it involves like, or the discussion around how to play it and how, like, well, why would you use this? Because this does the best. Like, they know, because it is like rock, paper, scissors, you can know what all the best like choices are, and it's balanced so that it's like everything is not totally equal, but like it's supposed to be balanced because it is also potentially a multiplayer thing. But and it's like, I was like, I don't quite understand the appeal of like knowing exactly what you're supposed to do and then just doing it.
Yeah.
Which, knowing me personally, like, I feel like that's ironic for me to say that, but in terms of a video game,
yeah,
it or even feels the card weird. Game. Yeah. Yeah. Although the card game,
I was thinking you were talking about the card game, because like that seems more rock, paper, scissory to me.
You mean if you play it like War, or if you play the actual Pokemon trading card game? Like with the energy cards.
Are you telling me it's not just War?
No. There's a whole thing.
I don't know, as a kid, Sean, just slap them down.
Yeah, that's all we ever did. We never learned that how to play the actual game, but you know how when you get the booster packs, it would have all like the fire and water and the energy cards.
Yeah, I probably threw those away.
Right. Who knows? So I didn't fully understand what they were for, or I never cared because it seemed complicated. But I've played once or twice with Sean, and it's roughly comparable to Magic, I guess, in some ways. But yeah, you have to use those energy cards to like you draw them, and you use what's in your hand to do stuff. So if anything, the card game is more complicated.
Oh, sorry, I misspoken here.
No. But
as I said, I don't know much.
But that's actually, I have often the same question with Magic, because they are in some ways related, the turn-based battle thing of like, yeah. If you build a deck specifically, and you're like always trying to make the same thing happen that is your deck's most powerful like strategy, I guess I'm like, that seems boring. But perhaps maybe it's like chess, where there's like multiple routes that you can take, but you know what each one will do. I don't know.
Matt and I are notoriously bad at chess.
I'm getting
Sean
better.
Is like,
I'm getting better.
So good at chess. We were playing with him on an app on our phones, and he was just, I quit very quickly because everyone would just trounce me, especially Sean. But I just don't, I feel like as like a long, I mean, in school, I was always in math club and shit. Like, I felt like chess should have been my game, but it's not. It just isn't, and I just cannot care about chess.
I think I know how to be better at chess, but I don't care enough to like take the time to do it correctly.
Yeah.
Like there's something appealing about making the moves as quickly as possible that I'm like, yeah, let's do it, even though I know that's not how you're supposed to play chess. And the speed thing is just when you're like really good.
Yeah.
But I do know that basically, if you, as long as you, as long as you take the time to look at every single possible move that your opponent can make, you should be able to make at least a good, if not the right, choice on your move. But I don't look at every single piece every time.
Or I miss
time.
It. Or I'll, like, I'll think I do. I'll be like, yeah, they can't get me. And then they get me.
And but I was going to say, if you're both playing that way and you're not on like a time limit thing, like that kind of chess, I don't know if that's like the real kind or if it's a specific sub thing. But if you're both doing that, then the person who wins will be not the person who makes the first mistake, essentially, if that person right. notices, which is kind of the thing that makes it most like real, like war, I guess, which because it's supposed to it was always like sort of sold as this game of like, this is what kings played to like train their mind for war. And it's like, in some ways, yeah, but it's also not like literally how it works.
What about 3D chess?
4D chess. But
anyway
about so Pokemon. I think the take was that it was just rock paper scissors, which this is actually, I'm giving a tease for my second take because I found ones that were separate but connect, so I'm trying something new here. Just saying, like, this first take is one part that is its Ooh. Own thought, but it also adds to this second one, being that the combat, so to speak, the main gameplay in the games is my least favorite part about Pokemon. I'm kind of, I think, agreeing with this take is what that's saying.
Yeah. I was like, any Pokemon game I ever played, I just like wanted to get the Pokemon. I was such a soft child that I always just like felt bad that they had to fight. Like I never fought my Neopets. I like didn't even know you could fight the Neopets. You could
fight Neopets?
Oh yeah. And that's how you like weird. Made the most coins or whatever the currency I didn't know, was.
Well, I don't think I'd ever actually
I never fought
played Neopets. A Neopets anything. Oh, but shit. That didn't seem like the kind of thing you could fight.
Deep into Neopets for a long time.
Song title, Deep into Neopets.
I love my sex tape, Deep into Neopets. That's so gross.
We're gonna steal bits from TV shows.
Absolutely.
Brooklyn 99.
But yeah, I was just wanted to like get
the, so you
get
agree the with this on the grounds that you don't like that they fight, period, which is a common and pretty valid criticism of Pokemon.
They're too cute. I don't want them to fight. I think that's why I like Detective Pikachu so much, because that whole point was that they weren't fighting anymore, that they were they were free.
Which that would be so interesting if they eventually took even the, like, they just started putting out Pokemon games that didn't revolve around battling, and maybe the like the mainline games would just become a different genre. I think a lot of people would be mad about that, but I bet that could happen.
I feel like I would play a game.
It'd be more fun.
Ever since I watched Free Guy, which you have not seen yet, right?
Not yet. I am going to watch it on your recommendation.
It's great. Plug for Free Guy. I loved it. But like,
we just want to meet Ryan Reynolds.
Part of it is, and this is like not a spoiler, but like they're, because you know the premise of it, right? That he's like,
yeah.
He's a NPC.
He's an NPC and then like figures it out.
Yeah. So in like the game he's in is like this really, really open world game where like you just can like walk around and do whatever.
It's like Grand Theft Auto Online.
Yeah. It's basically, it's Grand Theft Auto Online, which I always, whenever I play Grand Theft Auto, I always just like to like cruise around and like do missions where I don't have to hurt people. But then sometimes when I'm playing Grand Theft Auto, I like start just punching people. And then I like get uncomfortable because I'm like, I'm enjoying this violence too much and I gotta quit. But that ever since I watched that movie, I've been just like trying to like, I can't explain the game that I want without kind of spoiling it. But just like a really like open world game where you can literally just do whatever you want would be fun. where you could just, you just figure out what you want to do, and then that's your game.
I think there are games like that. I can't think of what I'm trying to remember off the top of my head, but I'm sure we could find you that game.
Yeah. Listeners, if you know of a game.
You might be thinking of Minecraft, but that's a little different.
But don't you have to fight the little guys?
You don't have to.
Oh, shit.
You don't have to. That's there's like different modes.
Minecraft isn't cute though.
I think some people would find it cute, but yeah, I mean, you have to commit to that art. I mean, there are other games like that though.
Oh, Square. Anyway, you can
play. Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
That would be a fun Pokemon game though, just to walk around and chill with Pokemon.
Yeah, well, that's why.
Who would like it? Me, but
I love Pokemon Snap, and I really want to play the new Pokemon Snap because I loved the original. Like, I don't think I got every single like secret in that, but we figured out the most of them, like to get all the different shots of the legendary Pokemon and stuff. Although I never got Mew, it feels like never showed up. But anyway, what's your first internet take?
So my first one comes from Twitter as usual, and this person says, "Hot take: Eevee would have been a better mascot for Pokemon than Pikachu." And they go on to say, a Pokemon that is arguably cuter, based on dogs and cats, and can evolve into a fairly strong and beloved Pokemon by their own metrics, own merits, versus an electric mouse. Which, all right, I don't agree. And I also don't agree that Pikachu is just an electric mouse. Either. So, I don't know. I just think, I mean, coulda, shoulda, woulda. I don't know if like
it's not like they're the top selling franchise of all time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think they made the right choice. People love Pikachu,
and everyone loves
Pikachu. My grandmother knows who Pikachu is. Like,
I think it's important to say also that I don't think Pikachu was the mascot at first. Like, they didn't.
Pikachu
became the mascot because I think people started to love it, and then of course the anime, but the anime came after the original release of the games. Like, the ones on the covers, it's Ivysaur and Charizard on Red and Green, the originals. So like, those were the ones they were putting forward. They were doing it as like an RPG of like, look at these badass monsters that you're gonna control. And not that they were pitching it as like just super badass or anything, but it wasn't Pikachu isn't like featured in the original games or anything. It's just one of the Pokemon. And then once the anime came out and Pikachu got really popular, they put out Yellow, which was just the original two, but you could start out with Pikachu and it would follow you around in the overworld when you walked around.
I mean, there's obviously a reason Pikachu is like the number one.
I think Eevee is amazing, and the whole Eevee is special as a concept in its own right. It has like the most different types of evolutions because it changes type. And I'm talking like I know a lot about Pokemon because it's constantly coming up, and I read it when I see it because I'm just like, that's fun. But all that to say, Pikachu is cuter than Eevee. Maybe it's not by much, but Pikachu is cuter and is more like, and is yellow. It's cartoonish. Eevee, it looks pretty close to a real animal, which is what they're saying. But I think that would have hindered them greatly.
Yeah, I think that Pikachu is, I mean, they say he's an electric mouse, which.
That's how it's described officially.
He doesn't look like a mouse to me, but. I guess he could be mouse-like, but I mean, he's not mousey.
I think it's like I'm going to sound stupid, but it might be a type of mouse we're not used to, like more like an Asian mouse.
Like how...
And Pika, like how obviously, there is an animal called a Pika.
Yeah.
Supposedly it's not based on, but I think it's got to be in there somewhere.
I mean, it's got to be at least like a slight inspiration, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because also, maybe Pikachu is one of the only ones that... Is Pikachu the Japanese name also? I'm pretty sure it is. That's like one of the only ones where they just kept it. I'm going to look that up while you continue saying what you...
What was I saying? Oh, I was saying like Tom Nook and Timmy and Tommy are all like, they're a tanuki, which is like kind of a raccoon, but...
They call it a raccoon dog, right?
Yeah, but it's like not a real animal. It's like a...
No, I think tanuki... I feel like we've said this before. Hang on.
I'm always confused about what a tanuki is. I was confused when I got Mario 3D World or whatever, and I had Tanuki Mario, which is my favorite.
Yeah.
To play as.
It's the Japanese raccoon dog, also known as the tanuki.
Wait, and it's a real animal?
It's a real animal in Japan.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Japan.
No, but there's like folklore around them.
Yeah, I thought they were mythical. But...
I think there's folklore around everything in nature in Japan, because that's what Shinto is in a lot of ways. I mean, I don't want to like misrepresent it, but I took some stuff in college on Japanese, and I'm pretty sure I remember that being the vibe of Shinto. It's nature spirits.
That seems to be accurate from what I know of Japanese culture. Although I've never been like a person who's like, can't wait to go to Japan. Mostly because I like have a, I don't want to say fear, but just like, I don't want to go to countries necessarily where I don't speak the language or I don't speak a little bit. Like any obviously English speaking is fine, but like I was like, just don't, I always feel like this like weird sense of like it would be disrespectful, even though I like know it's not. And I don't know why I feel this way, but like at least like in a like I since I speak Spanish, like I can kind of easily figure out what is going on in like an Italian speaking country, which is I believe only Italy, or like a French speaking country, I can kind of get along. Somewhat Romanian, I think, but they do have some weird letters. So, but like I always think like, oh, if I go to Japan, like whatever. But I was kind of coming around on it.
Phrases to just to get by though.
I was kind of coming around on it, and I was thinking like, because I keep seeing this guy following TikTok. The other day he posted, he just like goes to the vending machines and gets like random stuff and opens it on TikTok. And the other day he got a vending machine from the like a miniature vending machine from the vending machine, and I was like, I want that.
What movie is the factory that makes models of factories from?
That sounds so familiar, but I have no idea.
I have so many things to Google right now, and we're but whatever. So I think also I wanted to ask you what you think the most Googled the first people also ask about tanukis is.
Is it something gross?
I mean,
is it like tanuki of. Hentai?
No, not that bad.
It's like,
it's
can you why, eat a tanuki?
Why do tanuki have huge balls?
Okay, I've Googled something similar about other animals. I want to know why rats have such big ass balls. And why they're so exposed. I'm a rat truther. Rat ball truther.
That's a great hardcore band name. Rat ball truther.
Rat ball truther. Even just a rat ball is
good. That's gotta already be a band.
Kind of like Mouse Rat, but I mean, Mouse Rat is a great band name, but Rat Ball. Anyway, what was I talking about? I don't even know.
That Eevee is not a better mascot than
shit.
Pikachu.
Yeah,
and I mean, respect that they like Eevee.
Yeah,
that's great, but it would have gone. I don't think Pokemon would have gotten as big.
Oh, where I was going with that was that I just learned that in Japan they don't have to list the ingredients of anything, and I'm allergic to so many foods I feel like I would just die in Japan.
Oh no, that
That would take some planning. My Japan tangent was that now I'm back to being afraid of going to Japan again because I'm afraid I may die. To
McDonald's, although they use different ingredients for different stuff.
Yeah, that was like how I found out because I was watching a video about Japanese McDonald's. They were like, the guy was like, in Japan you don't have to list the ingredients, so I don't know what's in here. And I was like, fuck. This is how I go to Japan.
That's crazy though.
Keel over.
That's surprising. That seems like the opposite of you think they would like, I don't know. The reputation is that they're more health conscious
and like meticulous.
Yeah.
Detail oriented.
In terms of like, yeah, like cultural norms, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't want to unfairly stereotype the Japanese.
How would you? You would just have to grocery shop and like know what you were getting and just cook from scratch every time.
I guess. Which sounds sad. I'll just carry EpiPen. Be like, all right, take my chances. Take a Benadryl every time I eat. I'll be all right. I do that anyway. If I eat at an Italian restaurant that isn't a chain Italian restaurant, I'm like, there's going to be some wine in here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to.
As a rule, do the chain restaurants not like cook with wine ever?
I have found that to generally be true.
Okay.
Because I think it's just an added expense that.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
They don't want to do.
They don't feel like they need.
No. Anyway, what's your second one?
My second, which I did claim that the first led into this one, which my second is where I also pretty much agree. They said Pokemon is a great universe and they hate that the main games revolve around combat. So basically exactly what you were saying. So we know you already kind of agree with this.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I just that strays me away, I guess.
And I think they could, I don't know. I think maybe they sort of try and get around the whole like animal fighting thing by having the Pokemon be like, they're sort of more than animals, but also they're not, because they definitely eat some of them. Like, so like, maybe they're just supposed to be jokes, but I think I've seen things where like in the actual Pokedex things in the games, they make, although a lot of the Pokedex entries say crazy shit that can't possibly be true, like that, like, they're like the blah blah, the Pikachu's Thunderbolt is like hotter than the sun or whatever, and or which that's actually would be reasonable because I think sometimes lightning is technically as hot as the sun or something like that, like, but there's other things where it's like if this Pokemon were real and this Pokedex entry was literal, then like the world would literally explode. Like,
yeah, there, yeah.
So it's exaggerated, but I think there's no other regular animals, and they eat, you see like meat products and stuff, and some are mentioned being like, I don't know.
The dark side of Pokemon.
Yeah, which, but, wow. But.
No, Peepa. People for the ethical, no. Pep. People for the ethical treatment of Pokemon.
But they, that's the thing, like a lot of the newer stuff, or well really I feel like a lot of the time, even from the beginning at least of like the anime and stuff, they talk about like Pokemon and people being like more partnery and just like coexisting and stuff and benefiting. So it's like, are some of them more sentient than others? Like, that's clearly true for some of them.
Also, a real tie-in to our earlier discussion. Earlier as in last week. Earlier for us today, because we're doing a doubleheader.
Yeah, we're trying to be responsible podcasters.
Okay, I just Googled, do people eat Pokemon?
Chef Josh.
And there is an article on modernfarmer.com. Not kidding. Called the food politics of Pokemon.
That's actually pretty interesting.
Farfetch'd, a duck-like Pokemon, was hunted to near extinction because of its delicious taste, similar to the bluefin tuna. So
interesting. That, well, yeah, that's one of the things. Yeah, but that's one of those things I was talking about, how they say that. And I mean, Farfetch'd is carrying a leak, like in the original like artwork.
makes you think. Makes you think.
And I think at the beginning, like a lot with a lot of these things, when they're not major franchises yet, they have their kind of dark jokes where it's like, kids don't really think twice about it, or don't like think they're like, they don't overthink the sort of ethical nature of Pokemon, and neither did the game designers. Like, haha, this is a bird like we would eat, but he's gonna be like also kind of like a Daffy Duck, like he added at that kind of look to him, and so he just looks funny and cute, but also they would eat them, and they're like, haha, that's funny, and it's an eight-bit sprite, but or whatever. I don't know how many bits Game Boy was. I can't remember. Do you know that?
64
Game Boy.
Oh no, that's Nintendo 64. Give me, just put me out of my misery.
But anyway, yeah, I think it started out as like they just didn't think about that. It was just that. But then once you have an anime, and once you have them doing kid-oriented anime, sort of like life lessons, and like we're Pikachu and I are best friends, like. You can't then be like, well, some people think Pikachu is a delicacy, although they might hint at it with Team Rocket, but I don't think they're trying to eat Pokemon. I think, I don't know what their deal was, actually.
Game Boy, oh wait, this is Game Boy Advance. Game Boy Advance is 32-bit. Regular old Game Boy and Game Boy Color 8-bit. You were right.
Okay, that makes sense.
It just seemed like, that just seemed...
That's why there were a lot of NES games as on Game Boy. It was probably really
cool. Oh, easy. Yeah. Really easy port there.
Yeah.
I remember as a child thinking that the Nintendo 64 came out in 1964.
Yeah, you could see that.
And my uncle had one. And my uncle's only 13 years older than me. So he's like kind of, I grew up with him more like my cousin, I guess.
Yeah.
Which,
that's interesting,
whatever, but he had a Game Boy, a Nintendo 64, and we would always go over to my grandpa's house and play with him. It was dope.
Nice. But yeah, on the terms of it being like the main focus of the Pokemon games is battling, which I think is still like, when I was a kid, I definitely thought it was cool. And they make it clear that they don't die, and they heal them and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they're not killing each other.
Yeah.
But it's still like in real, of course, if it was real, that would be insane to have them like knock each other out. Like it's
like cockfighting.
Dog fighting is wrong. Like that's not a hot take, but.
Hot take. Animal cruelty is bad.
Yeah. But if it's these cartoon like creatures, it's like, yeah, it's fun to pretend they're fighting. And when you're a kid, pretend to be one or whatever. And that's why you're playing the video game. Or just imagine that you have this little buddy who can do cool stuff. Although that, as a kid, that was the only thing I didn't like as much about Pokemon, is that the actual like people characters didn't. Like when you play Pokemon as a kid, you don't necessarily pretend to be a trainer. You like you pretend to be a Pokemon because they're the cool part. But I feel like you could even still have action entries, and they have done spin-offs that aren't about necessarily Pokemon battling Pokemon. But I think, I can't remember what they're called. I think, but they had like Pokemon Rescue and stuff like that.
Yeah, I remember that too.
I haven't played them, but I think they could do more stuff like that. And I think they are. I think that Pokemon Legends Arceus was kind of like that, but I don't know. I haven't looked into it.
I wish they had like come out with a. I was surprised that they didn't come out with a game like as a companion to the Detective Pikachu movie, unless they were just like really weren't sure how it was going to do.
Well, to be fair, Detective Pikachu was a game first.
Oh shit. My bad.
It's a slightly different story, or maybe pretty different. I don't know the full story of the game one, but yeah, I think it's a DS game, and it's literally just like a Sherlock Holmes-esque mystery, and he's Pikachu as a detective. So this was just like a more like fully fleshed out story version.
It's my genre.
You should get that.
Surprised I don't know about this.
I didn't know about those
Law and Order games either till the other day. I have a Game Boy emulator on my computer, so.
Well, no, I think Detective Pikachu, maybe you can get on Switch. Get a port. Maybe.
I'll look for it.
I think there's more than one also.
Good to know.
Yeah. So yeah, just I was trying to think like what other game genres would you want to see would interest you, like if more Switch games came out, I don't know, any platform.
Yeah,
I think Switch is the best, but like what kind of game would you be most interested in playing?
I think like not a direct Animal Crossing like game, like not the exact same thing, but something like kind of like that would be fun, where you got to like kind of interact with little Pokemon. And I love a good farm sim. So
Pokemon Sanctuary, so you go around and it's like a farm, and you train and heal animals.
That would be sweet. I would play, trying to think of like other games I like. I mean, I've always liked, despite my like aversion to fighting, I always like that there's Pokemon in Smash, and I like to, yeah. I used to always play as Pikachu, but I kind of switched to Kirby after a while, because I like that Kirby can just put things in his mouth. I think it's funny.
Have you seen I've sent you the TikToks with the new Kirby? Sure, I know Alyssa's seen it with the mouth mode or whatever it's called, mouthful mode.
Yeah, I like in which, I don't know which Smash it is. It's probably several of them, but like when Kirby makes the soup and then he puts stuff in the soup and then he eats the soup. Yeah, know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's a good TikTok right there. Just me doing the soup motion. No. I feel like my progressive
jazz math rock band, The Soup Motion.
Oh, hell yeah. God, we come up with so many good band names on this podcast.
We just ask that when you become famous for being better musicians than us, you credit us in this podcast. And then, therefore, that will credit us as musicians, and then people will finally listen to our music.
Yeah.
Boom.
Wow. We're really solving all of our problems with this podcast. That last time we checked had
synergy. That's plays. The word I was looking for. Synergy. Baby.
Also, good band name.
Synergy?
Yeah. That actually sounds like a bad band, but.
Yeah, that sounds like a terrible band. I'm sure there is a band named Synergy.
Business Rock.
I'm curious to know.
Oh, wait. Hey, we've been in
we
a
already
rock
did
band.
Business Rock. Oh man, dare I say the name?
RIP Sales Associates. Shout out.
But yeah, so what I'm trying to think. I thought I had another good game idea, but
how about game? How about Grand Theft Auto with Pokemon?
They did.
Just drive around like the Simpsons Crazy Taxi that they got sued for.
You know what you might enjoy? Here's, and maybe we should start introducing a recommendation segment. This is my recommendation to you and anyone who hasn't seen this. I have to look up exactly what it's called now that I've made this like an official recommendation thing.
I don't know why, I just thought of this is the theme music for the recommendation segment. It's just one of us saying recommendations with like a lot of echo and then the Law and Order dun dun.
Oh yeah, and we'll put that in this one, so as soon as I say recommendation, it'll be like, it'll do that and people will be like, what the fuck? And then we'll explain that, hey, we should do a recommendation segment.
There you go.
But okay, so I found what it's called. If you go on YouTube, it's on the official Pokemon channel, but it's called Pokemon Generations. They have it in a playlist and it's like short, it's little anime shorts, but it's like the official anime version of the original game story, I think is what it is. If I'm remembering correctly, and I do believe I am.
That sounds fun.
And it's very good. It's like really well animated and it's one of those things. It's almost like the 2D Clone Wars, where there's not much like dialogue scenes or anything. It's just each one is 4 minutes and it's just like something's happening and here's this crazy thing and it's like, oh, it leads to this next thing, and there's some of them are separate and stuff.
But this is us, Pokemon edition.
Maybe. But it moves at a clip because it's like covering the whole Game Boy game. But it's really cool to see some of the stuff from the game, like in a very well realized anime thing, because I never fully understood as a kid, like why the games and the anime were different. And now I appreciate that there can be separate things. Like it's in the games, it's like, you're still you in a sense. Whereas like Ash is like just kind of he's now a specific character in that universe. Or I guess he always was. And that was the point. But it's cool to see something. I don't know. I've completely lost. But yeah, so that's my recommendation, is watch that. I don't remember why I was recommending it. But yeah, I feel like, and they could easily do Pokemon, like I want like a Mario Party thing where it's like lots of Pokemon mini games, but it's not necessarily a board game, although I would be fine with that as long as the mini games were good and really specific to the Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
like the mini games in Pokemon Stadium. Did you ever play that?
No.
Oh man,
wait. So yes,
the N64 one, where was like the basically the gladiatorial arena, like the professional sports fighting Pokemon, but they had these mini games, and it was like the one where the sushi goes around on the conveyor belt, and you're a lick a tongue and you like blah, you can get the wasabi and he would go on fire and dance around.
Yep, I remember that.
Yeah, and there were a couple other mini games I can't remember right now, but I love that so much. I feel like that's half the reason that I like sushi, that I did like sushi at such a young age, because I think a lot of people don't like it, but I think I was just, it was so ingrained in me that it looked appetizing that when I tasted it, I just like fully appreciated it in a way that most other foods I was like not ready to do, like real food that wasn't chicken nuggets. Which is basically still where I'm at now.
Yeah.
But I do my best.
Chicken nuggets is family.
Chicken nuggets is my family. But they would have. although I feel like in the anime, they show like tofu and a lot of rice and stuff, where it's like they're not really eating Pokemon. Maybe it's like, oh, in the past, it was much more chaotic.
Used to be barbarians that ate Pokemon. Now we just force them to fight.
Yeah, pretty much. What's your second take?
So this comes from Twitter again. This person says, hot take, being bad at Pokemon made the games more fun when we were young. And I picked this because it very much resonated with me as just in general of games. Like, I feel like I look back on my time playing games as a kid as being more fun because I, first of all, never played single player as a child because I have a sister who was like, she was the like video game person, I guess, besides like I would play computer games like PC games, but by myself, but like I never played our Xbox by myself. I never really played Wii by myself until I got into Twilight Princess and then she sold it like 3 weeks after I started playing and I was pissed.
That is terrible.
Anyway, I digress. But like I was, it definitely like kind of the tweet just sort of, it's like, it's, you know, it's like that simpler times kind of thing where you're like, ah, life was easy when I would just button mash, which is like still what I do. But now it's like, it's extremely ineffective because all of my friends know how to play games. And I'm like, I'm just mashing unless I know how to play it, which I generally don't.
Yeah, I think, playing it the way I did. Well, I shouldn't say the way I did because I think I got stumped by games probably way harder than they were meant to.
Yes.
And I would just get confused and not always get past it. But playing just like with the Pokemon that you're like, you think are cool and you want to be like, oh, I want to have this one, and this one is my team or whatever. And
then, yeah.
But I want to catch all these ones instead of being like, well, I need a this type and a this type so I can counter this type. And it's like, I do appreciate that strategy.
Yeah,
but it's kind of a bummer when there's like entire like Pokemon discounted. Although I guess that is sort of built into the gameplay. Like,
yeah.
It's really hard to make like eradicate good.
Yeah.
Like there, some of them are meant to be low level so that you can beat something.
Yeah.
And that does kind of almost preclude you from using it as your main Pokemon. But
yeah, that's always what I feel about like Smash is like in high school, I mean, I was like, my friends and I would play Smash and I just always picked Pikachu because I like Pikachu and I knew how to do the special one because for a long time I didn't realize that there were different buttons for some characters or maybe there aren't, I don't know. Now I'm like, I'm not sure that's right, but
I'm not sure I know what you mean.
I don't know, but like, I mean, I just always like, I knew how to do the bolt, the lightning bolt, whatever you could do with like the lightning bolt with Pikachu was like easier than like, I knew how to do it. I was comfortable with it and I could at least not die first. Usually like a different girl in the group would die first. So like at the time that was a win. Still, I mean, would be a win, I guess. Sorry, girls. I mean, not like there were not girls in our group who could play Smash efficiently, but there were several girls and boys who couldn't. So whatever. But like then like I would try and like get better and people were like, well, you gotta stop playing with Pikachu if you wanna get better. And I'm like, oh, I don't wanna. And so then I like would refuse to get better because I was like, fuck, I just want to play with my little guy.
I always hated that about things like, oh, we're not playing with items. We're doing this for real. And it's like, why would they be in the game if they weren't part of it? Like
that. It's not a real game. We're on a floating platform in the sky and we're playing as animals that don't exist. And some of us are people. Some of us are two people. I never got that. Why does someone get to be the snow and what are they called? The snow ice pickers?
Oh, ice road truckers. Climbers?
That's them.
The ice climbers.
I always call them the ice road truckers. Yeah, then why do you get to be two people? This is
well,
not about Smash.
That was like my least favorite
one. They're hard to control.
They're really hard to control. So yeah, you cover more ground, but you're hard to move. Like that's interesting. Yeah. I don't like playing as them.
Yeah.
But some people do.
But anyway, I mean, I just feel like a lot of games are more fun when you're just fucking around. But I feel like that's true of like board games too. Like I was just playing Life with my mom the other day because we have this Marvelous Mrs. Maisel Life, and like we played it once, like the day I got it, and then never again. And we had been playing this like really complicated board game that like we read through the rules, which took 45 minutes, and then we were like, we don't even want to play. And then I like, the rules were so confusing that like I watched a YouTube video of people playing just to try and figure it out, and I still was like, I don't know the fuck to play this game. And the instructions, like the main instructions are in German, and then like they're translated to English, so it's like even more confusing because it doesn't quite make sense.
Oof.
And I was just like, fuck this, we're just gonna play Life because this is all we can handle right now. But there was like a rule that we both thought was stupid, and I was like, she's like, oh, we should just do it the rule way. And I was like, we are both playing, we both agree this rule is dumb, why don't we just do our own rule, like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, doesn't matter. I mean, notoriously that's how people play Monopoly. I fucking hate Monopoly, but
yeah, Monopoly story for another not, day. Yeah, that is, that's a
my
whole,
sisters love Monopoly.
Look up the history of Monopoly, it's interesting. Oh, probably it's racist. Like, not fun for a reason. No, it's not racist. Oh. It was originally, ooh, it's originally meant to be like anti like not well, maybe I would say anti-capitalist, but like,
hell yeah,
but in the sense that like monopolies and like, yeah, the, like this was like robber baron times,
yeah,
or maybe shortly after or something like that.
Yeah,
I can't remember. I'm saying look like, it up because I don't remember the details.
One time I was playing Monopoly with like a group of people, and everyone knew I hate Monopoly and they still chose it, so I was just already annoyed, yeah, that people would choose this in my presence. And they wouldn't bend to my will as the sole hater of Monopoly in the crowd. I just still can't believe there are people who enjoy that game. But I was like trying to do something, and I like needed one property. Like I had 2 out of 3 or whatever. And this is a really bad story, but I'm going to tell it anyway.
Oh God.
Not like bad as in boring. It just makes me look bad, I guess. I mean, I don't care, but this dude had the property I wanted, and he was kind of like, at the time, he was kind of like the horny dude of the group, you know? I don't think our group has one of those, and if, I guess it could be me, but I don't think it is.
No.
I was like, oh no, we don't have one, that means it's me, but I don't think it's me either. But like, this dude was just always trying to like hit on girls, like, but he was so unsuccessful because he wore socks and sandals every day.
Oof.
It was like a big part of it was the socks and sandals. And like had a bad haircut. Just like was one of those people that could have been attractive if they tried one iota harder than they did. You know? Like, so I just feel like I'm shit talking this poor guy, but I don't think he's gonna hear this. And like he's not gonna know who it is anyway. I mean, ugh, now cut that out. Cut some of this out. Anyway, now I'm just like shitting on this random dude who's like never done anything bad to anyone.
Cut that.
Anyway, I offered to show him my boobs if he would give me this property, and he, long story short, he didn't give me the property, and I was so pissed. I was like, man, now I'm insulted and I don't have the property I want.
Oh, he did not. He said no completely.
Yeah, he said no. He said no, thank you. I was like, God damn. Anyway,
I don't know. Maybe he had a heart of gold, and he was just.
I don't think so. He always used to touch my friend's thigh, and she was like, "Please, no, thank you."
Then he's no longer no.
Not in that creepy of a way. Like he would just like always accidentally brush her thigh if they were sitting next to each other, you know, that kind of move.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. If you hear this, I hope you have a nice life now. Don't touch girls' thighs, it's weird. If no one told you at the time, we're telling you now. Anyway, this is really getting away from me, but
this has been a PSA a Pokemon service announcement.
Yeah.
Zing brought us back.
Woohoo! Anyway, I agree. Games are sometimes more fun, especially group games when you don't know how to play that well and you're just kind of figuring out and you're just having fun instead of trying to be good.
Yeah.
Where's my verdict? That's how I see it. To quote Steve Harvey, the honorable.
Don't you dare.
You know, I love Steve. It's a gem.
I wish I had. Yeah, that's one way to put it.
You still live in his car.
What?
He picked himself up by his bootstraps and became a judge. With no qualifications whatsoever. And that's the American way.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's got a sweet mustache.
Yeah.
This podcast is no longer about Pokemon. This is the Steve Harvey episode. No,
it will be. We have to get to our own personal takes. Oh, yeah. I want you to do yours first.
Oh, shit. I had one, but then I already said it. This was going to be my hot take, and then I forgot that it was. Oh, well. I can think of something else.
Okay. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
We need to edit the shit out of this so I look less fucking stupid.
No. All right. I was... So this is, I think, a hot take for maybe non-Pokemon fans, like people who... This isn't necessarily a hot take for people who are more... are bigger fans than us, but the my hot take is that there's a lot of pretty awesome and like clever newer Pokemon. Like I for a long time, so I'm saying this like to past me, to like recent past me, of like, no, they're like, some of them are pretty out there, but like that's kind of what makes them fun. And when you think about it, they were like weird, like out there ones from the get-go. Like Magnemite is just magnets like in a ball. Like, and Muk is just literal like toxic sludge. Like that's, they represent things. They don't all have to be animals. Like, and right. Because, and that's why you don't,
Diglett is just mud.
Yeah, well, yeah,
isn't
it? I think Diglett is a creature. Diglett has like eyes and a nose, I think.
Oh, does, yeah, it? He does have eyes and a nose.
Yeah. But we don't know what the bottom half of Diglett looks like. Or maybe
it's underground. Do,
yeah, exactly.
People do drawings of that and it's usually funny.
Exactly, that too.
I like when he's like really ripped under there.
They're including the newest ones that they just announced like recently as of us recording this. There's some like ones that are A, very cute. B, very cool. C, very interesting. Or D, very funny. And they're, I don't know. I was seeing some of them, like I was saying, in the recent Game Grumps episode, I saw like basically all the Pokemon. And I was like, oh, there's a lot of really cool ones. I was like, I still don't have any interest in playing, like we said, the mainline games, the way that those work, because it's like kind of the same thing every time. And just with that rock, paper, scissors battling stuff, like that's not as interesting to me. I know you still go and find Pokemon and it is a different region and all that. Like, and the newer ones that are like fully like on like Switch and stuff, like they do look pretty sweet. But
there are 900 Pokemon?
I digress. Thrice. Yeah, there's hello Pokemon.
Well, I have seen some of these because I've seen Grookey. He's cute.
Yeah. And a lot of them were in Detective Pikachu, like the newer ones. That was kind of my first exposure to some of them. And I was like, wow, these are like pretty crazy looking. And they look a little different or more cartoony in their original game forms. Like they definitely, I liked the way they translated Pokemon to real life in that movie.
Like, yeah.
Is it the way I would have done it if I had the capacity to? Maybe not, but I still really liked it. And I mean, Detective Pikachu himself is just so dang cute.
He looks so soft.
which is not necessarily how I always thought of Pikachu.
No,
I just thought of Pikachu as feeling like cartoon.
Felt.
Like he's, yeah, he's maybe felt, yeah.
Just like kind of stiff. Like, not necessarily stiff. Not stiff, not but just stiff. Like not like a wire-haired dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a short-haired wiry dog that you're like,
that's a dog, the
so
closest.
I want to pet it, but also
yeah, that sort of anime hair where it's like, yeah, you only see it when correct. The wind goes through it.
Yes.
There's I'm trying to think of some of the ones. Because like there's some of the newer ones like that are in Smash, like Incineroar is cool and silly, and Greninja is also in Detective Pikachu. One of the hot takes I found was like that Greninja freaks them out because of the tongue wrapped around its head.
Fair.
What is this one called again?
Snom.
Snom.
I don't know if that's its butt or if it's its mouth, but either way, I love it.
I can't remember, but
Snom, very cute.
Yeah, also, there's some
this what? One. I'm gonna send you another one that I like. Its name is Sinistee. And it looks like if Chip from Beauty and the Beast was different.
That's very cute. There's the one I put in our Slack, Spoink, I yeah. loved. But yeah, some of them are, and that's the other thing about Pokemon that I think I kind of hope they lean into if they keep doing more movies. I would love just a variety of movies in the universe they established in Detective Pikachu, even if that's kind of different from the games, because they don't like, at least there they don't battle in that city. If they did, what the hell was I talking about? Fuck, seriously, what did I start talking about before I started talking about the universe?
I have no idea.
Fuck, I'm gonna have to cut all this out.
Cut that. This is just a podcast where we steal jokes from other things.
Yeah. Fuck.
I honestly have no idea. I keep like just scrolling Pokemon.
Man. Oh no. That leaning into kind of the really kind of darker or sinister side of like some of the Pokemon are just straight like scary and bad. Like there's like a sandcastle that like eats souls or something. And it's just like a type of Pokemon. Like there's more than one.
Hell yeah.
If like they did like a almost like a jungly, not quite Jumanji level silly, but sort of like jungle adventure thing, but where they're just encountering the craziest, weirdest Pokemon.
That would be fun.
Just make it trippy as hell. Be like Doctor Strange, but Pokemon.
Oh my god. Ugh, this one is so cute.
Which one?
Ugh, there's two. Hold on. This one called Komala Presh. And this one called Togedemaru. Togedemaru. I don't know where the emphasis goes on this.
Oh, man. One of those. Oh, man. That's very cute. It's like a little hedgehog.
Yes.
And then the koala.
I mean, my original hot take was that just like, which I already said earlier, I just slammed my finger into my microphone, sorry. Was that just thinking Pokemon are cute is enough for you to say that you like Pokemon? Because why would they make them cute if that wasn't part of it? But
oh yeah, for sure.
I don't know if I really have like a specific hot take for Pokemon, because like I don't know if I'm that deep into it, but
then have a searing hot take about a specific Pokemon. Or one being better than another. Ooh, I know you have something some savage opinion, because I'm just gonna put this out here and forgive me for this, but Mary within our friend group is known for occasionally having some wild opinions about
heinous.
I wouldn't say heinous. Like, they're not always bad. They're just confusing sometimes.
Yeah, I'm known for thinking.
You're allowed to think those things and like those things. We're just also allowed to not understand it.
I'm known for thinking certain old men are good looking that no one understands. A la Dennis Quaid.
That's one of them, but that's your right.
No one understands Dennis Quaid the way I do. I do have a hot take that, which, like, it's very hard for me to divorce Neopets and Pokemon in my head, because they're very similar in my mind. But there's a Neopet that looks just like Eevee that I think is cuter than Eevee, which I do think Eevee's very cute. So I feel like that's a lot to ask for. But hold on, let me find the name of that Neopet. Girl, where are you? It was one of the rare ones that you could, like, never get, because there it is, but what's its name?
I have a bonus thing for a stinger at the end. I'm just teeing it up now, but please continue.
That was not its name. Hold on. I thought I found its name. Not that one. Oh. Usul.
Usul is the Neopet. Neopet
was clearly meant to be the Eevee of Neopets, but I think she's cuter. I feel like I'm unnecessarily gendering the Pokemon in Neopets.
How do you spell Usul?
U-S-U-L. Usul. Or Usul. I always thought she was like chic.
U-S-E-L.
She's like a fashion Neopet.
Oh, yikes. A squirrel-like Neopet. Yes, squirrel rabbit thing.
Looking at these now, like, I don't think I realized how not, like, super well drawn Neopets were.
I was wondering if that's what you were gonna say. I was like, wow, this is like lower. Wasn't Neopets was just kind of like the, like,
a free internet game.
Roblox. Yeah, free internet game. So, but it's crazy that some of those things have, like, kind almost or still stood the test of time, that, like, they still exist, but they're, like, not even, I don't know. It's bizarre.
Shell of their former selves. Oh shit. Neopets is still, I don't know. Exists.
So yeah, I guess they still have a website. Still a thing.
Can I join?
Some of these designs though are just, they
some are bad.
Some are cute, but some give me the heaps.
I remember, like, Puggle was the one you really wanted.
Yikes.
Is Puggle cute? I don't even remember. Maybe its name wasn't even Puggle. Puggle's also a real dog.
Puggle the Lesser. That's a Star Wars joke. That's a Star Wars joke for my turbo nerds out there.
Oh yeah, Puggle was the one you wanted. I always had a Mincy. I like those. Mirka, cute. Always wanted an Elefante. Couldn't get it. I feel like they're all kind of cute.
How do you get Neopets? Well, I don't understand. I don't remember how you got them.
I, like, honestly don't. Oh, you had to adopt them. You had to, like, go to the, like, shelter and get one.
But is there a limit to how many you can get?
Yeah, you could only have, like, 4 or 5 at a time. Okay. And you could.
So you, and they, like, get rid of some sometimes.
Yeah, you could put one up for adoption if there was other ones you wanted.
Yikes.
Or, like, if you wanted to, like, roll the dice and get, but you wouldn't know which one you were getting. And people would, like, there were people who would, like, do, like, you know, they would, like, trade and get really into it. I was not.
So what you're saying is there were things that were far more, even more horrifying than the world of Pokemon in terms of cartoon pets in the early 2000s.
Yeah, probably. Who knows? I'm sure, like, people probably met a lot of pedophiles on Neopet. It seemed, yikes, like, pretty right for that.
Not even talking uh-oh about that, but yeah.
Oops. I mean, you could message anyone and they could message you back. I've messaged plenty of random people. I was probably speaking to several pedophiles. Who knows?
Yikes.
That's not funny. I'm just struggling to think of what my new Neopet name should be. Anyway, I mean, yeah. There's my hot take, is that in my mind, Usul or Usul was a cuter Pokemon than Eevee, but upon looking up that book, that Neopet, I disagree with myself.
Oh, man.
in my mind, it was really cute. And then...
And it wasn't not cute, but it was also not just
cuter than Evie, for
off-putting
sure.
In a way. I don't know. I'm sorry to Neopets, but...
Yeah, you better be. I was too into Neopets for too long.
Hey, you can be into whatever you want.
I played Neopets in high school. I always wanted that one, too. What's that one called? That couldn't have been its name. Galert? Why would I have wanted a Pokemon called Galert?
Galert.
I mean, a Neopet. Oh, somebody drew it.
Did she?
Okay, that one's ugly. Sorry. Now I'm just like going down like a Neopet rabbit hole. I'm sorry to the fans. Anyway.
Fans.
What was your final thing?
Okay. No, it went away. I guess it was on Facebook. I looked down, I saw this thing, and then I put it down, and then when I went back to Facebook, it showed it for a second, and then you know how it just automatically reloads? I hate that. It's the worst thing. Definitely the worst thing about Facebook.
It's worse than the whole world.
But I'm trying to see if I can find... Oh, I found it. Okay. So this is a... I guess this should have gone in the DC episode, but in Zack Snyder's Justice League, Superman goes crazy and Batman calls him Clark, thus finally answering Three Doors Down's question.
That's so stupid.
Colin Young on Twitter. I feel like I should credit because that's like a full-on joke.
That's a good one, man. That's a good one, and I appreciate it.
Yeah. That's just... good stuff. Good, correct stuff.
That used to be also one of my karaoke jams when we had a karaoke machine. I mean,
it's not a bad song.
Kryptonite. Yeah.
Yeah. Both of us completely off the correct. I can hear it in my head, but I can't.
Call me Superman. I just had a Three Doors Down song stuck in my head yesterday, and it was like a song I hadn't heard in forever. I'll think of it.
Man, it was like was an at old the beginning one. Of their career. Imagine how many doors down they are now.
Yeah.
See, this is why I'm not getting the Twitter big bucks like that other
Colin Young. The man, the myth, the legend. Oh, it was the Three Doors Down song, If I Could Be Like That. I don't even know if that's Three Doors Down, honestly. I could be anyone.
I don't think it is.
In your shoes.
I don't think it is. Now we need to find out.
If I could be like that, I won't give anything. Yeah, it is Three Doors Down.
This also should have gone in our DC episode, but I have seen The Batman, and I also finally watched the Batman versus Superman Ultimate Cut. And my quick verdict, I just made a gross mouth noise that I'm going to have to cut out.
I didn't hear it.
Oh, well, quick verdict, The Batman. Very, very good Batman movie. Not the Batman movie that I like really wanted, but still a very good one of what it is.
Was it the Batman movie you deserve, just not the one you need right now?
Ooh, I don't know, that's tough. I'll have to come back next week with that. And then verdict, Batman versus Superman Ultimate Edition. Batman versus Superman Ultimate Edition, still fucking weird movie. It's not that it didn't make sense. It's just, why was that the way he wanted the universe to be? I guess Zack Snyder is always pretty gritty, is not necessarily the right term, but it's just weird. At the very least, it's not what I would have done. Again, as if I am the person who would be in charge of this whole thing, but some of it there's a couple moments where I'm like, oh man, that feels so right. Like that's Batman, or like, oh, that's Superman, or that's Wonder Woman. But way more of it was just like, why? And also it's hard to come back, like to be redeemed from doing Death of Superman in the first Batman meets Superman movie. Not only is Wonder Woman just sort of, I think she's at least in this cut, I don't know how different it was. She's maybe it was in the original too. She was in it more than I remember, kind of weaving in and out. Like she was there from the beginning. But the fact that they did a weird sort of half Doomsday, half Zod, and killed Superman immediately, so that the entire first Justice League movie had to be without Superman, even the Snyder Cut, which I guess it works more in the Snyder Cut because it takes so long. Every character gets their own little like mini movie. Yeah. Yeah, holy shit, the Snyder Cut's so much better than either version of Batman versus Superman, so good for him.
Yeah.
That's our completely off-topic finale to our Pokemon episode. We told you we were pretty casual fans. But if somehow we've got people making it this far, thank you. You can talk to us on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok.
We are at NotTakesPod. And you can also leave us a voicemail in the show notes. There's a link where you can leave us a little voice message. Tell us your hot take. Give us an episode suggestion. Anything you want to hear. Anything you'd like us to know. Anything we've just totally mangled about Pokemon, please.
Give us your thoughts. Band name ideas.
Yeah. Which Neopet do you want the most? Till next week. Next Wednesday. We're signing off.
Oh, look, a slight trainer, but...